Okay, let's talk about the play. In general, I think the big reason we chose it to go with a Galilov.
Galilov.
We did 2 hours on that book, and I still can't say the name of the family correctly. The Galilov family is because both of them have kind of as a centerpiece, as a news peg, to use a phrase I'm regretfully familiar with, the abolition of serfdom and the shift that this causes in Russian society. As a ordering principle in the play, there are some notable differences, I think, between the two families and between the two, the two authors, which I guess we'll get into. But broad strokes, we have an aristocrat who's been living abroad for some time, returns home to their estate with this large, gorgeous, cherry orchard, which is the fructifying symbol of our play, the orchard. And they are having a lot of money trouble. They receive advice from a local merchant about what they might do to address that. They don't seem willing to take any action, and yet they feel a lot of anticipatory remorse for the loss of their orchard and their stature. There's also some interesting things going on with former serfs and the descendants of former serfs and how they kind of fit into all of these different kind of segments of society that are circling around the family at this moment of struggle and change.
Yeah, there is definitely a concentric feel, sort of feeling,
yeah,
with the...
that's a good word.
What's her name? Lyuba?
Well, that's another problem, is that everyone has 5 names.
Yeah. Lyubov and Driva. As sort of this figure that's sort of been missing from the estate. And you get a feeling that her absence is as representative of the absence of some sort of aristocratic power post-serfdom, freedom, than as it is just her being in Paris for a bit. And there's all these people that have been sort of taking care of the estate and the orchard, but at this point, no one knows how to run it correctly or in a way that's going to be able to provide the money they need to, keep living the same life or keep owning the place without racking up even more debts that they already can't pay off originally. I think there was an interesting part where Furs, the...
I love Furs. So Furs shout is out like... Furs is the one thing I could hold on to.
Thank you liked Furs.
Yes, and he's in my prime, the favorite age group of this podcast, which is 85 plus.
It's true. I think I actually wanted to go deep on Furs at some point.
Thank
if you.
Let's do it now.
You can do that now.
I'd rather do that than anything else.
I think him and Lopakhin actually say more about the merchant.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think those two say more about the family and the estate and the country and the themes than any of the actual people that own the estate or any of the main characters do. I kind of wanted to shift our gaze there. So if we're going to start talking about Furs, there's one part where people are thinking wistfully of the time when the orchard was prosperous and of these... What do they do with the cherries? They were talking about
They make jam.
Yeah, but there was
a list.
A fermenting process or something like that was highly regarded and sold so much on just what it cost to grow the cherries. And someone asks Furs, who was a serf at this time period, what happened? And he said, we forgot the recipe, basically. Nobody remembers the recipe anymore. And that was a part where we were talking individually off mic before about how Chekhov likes to take a baseball bat to your head with metaphors. That was definitely one of them.
Well, that works for me. I guess it's a matter of, does it feel right to you? Is it properly calibrated to like your level of credulity with the story? And part of why I think we talked so much about the end of the 19th century Russian novel and Shadrin in the main episode was because that seemed to have run its course, that form of storytelling. But Chekhov sort of retains it, belatedly. I don't know.
He's like trying to like feed a corpse right now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're great. You're doing great.
It's Weekend at Bernie's.
It's Weekend at Bernie's, the Russian mode of storytelling.